Welcome back. Oh, hey. Welcome back to the Twang Trust, kids. Thanks for Jeff for coming in, and say hello to our brand new guests here, Ms. Rami Mays and producer in tow, Mr. Gerf Morlix.
How's it going?
Hey.
It's going very well. It's a treat to have you two in here. Is Rami's last record, The Living Room Sessions, made my top 10 list of that particular year.
I was just telling that to Gerf that I saw that somewhere, so I was appreciating that.
Ah, yes. Wow. And it wasn't a token give a local act the last spot either. I don't do that sort of thing. So, but yes, and Gerf Morlix, my goodness, it's rare. You know, when I started this show like 6 years ago, and when I was trying to figure out a name for it, I was torn between either the Twang Trust or produced by Gerf Morlix. You know, it's pretty rare for a week to go by that I don't play somebody that that has something to do with you. You know,
that's good. I'm happy to hear that.
It's and Dan Blocker is a bit of a hit around here too.
Oh,
I must say, it's and I get more people coming up to me on the street say, "Oh yeah, I love listening to your show ever since I heard that Dan Blocker song." It's a hit.
It's sure. Insidious.
It is, yeah.
It's cool tune.
I chanced upon you. I was in New York in, I think it was 2001, Buddy and Julie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bottom Line.
Bottom Line, yeah. Those shows were great.
Yeah, it was a treat to be able to find your CDs there and finally buy them.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's what the word on the street, Gerf, is that it's hard to, apparently, to find his CDs here.
That was the first and only time I've ever seen him, so.
Well, that's not the way it should be.
No.
And actually, they are available on the web at cdbaby.com.
Yeah, it's easy enough to find stuff.
To go get them.
Yeah. But it's just so much more fun to find them in a you know, grungy old record store somewhere. But those are drying up, I guess. but there's a grungy old record being made this week.
Well, there is.
Grungy indeed. You see what I wear to the studio every day.
So how is Winnipeg treating you? How's Rami treating you?
Oh, this is great. I'm loving it. I'd never really been here. I drove through here once about 30 years ago, I think. And I'm just, I mean, we've been working really hard. We've been doing 10, 11-hour days, but it's just been great, and we're getting some great sounds. And I'm just really happy with everything. So
well,
the songs are great, and she's singing great.
It's such a great partnership, I thought, because you're both sort of each other's alter egos in your respective hometowns, I think. Because, I mean, if you ever go to, I don't know if you've been out to Times Changed yet.
I haven't been in there. I've driven by it.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about it.
What did you say it looked like again? It looked like
a drugstore.
A drugstore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that was very appropriate.
But if you ever, whenever I go to see anybody playing there, inevitably, and it doesn't matter if they're a local band or if they're, you know, a band from Guatemala playing North America for the first time, if Rami walks into the place, the band immediately stops what they're doing and says, "Oh, hi, Rami." I mean, everybody knows her. And it's sort of, and aww, who don't you know in, you know, in your respective scene?
Yeah, it's I've been around for quite a while, and it just kind of, I've been really lucky to run across some really great people.
Well, for anybody who might not be familiar, here's a quick list I made up, and this is like quick, so I'm sure I'm missing dozens. Well, Lucinda Williams is a big obvious one. Mary Gaucher, Slade Cleaves, Tom Russell, Butch Hancock, Don Walser, Jimmy LaFave, The Millers, Mojo Nixon, Robert Earl Keane, Linda McCrae, Jim Lauderdale, Ray Wiley Hubbard, Peter Case.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Those are all friends of mine.
Rami
Mays.
Rami Mays.
Right in there at the end there.
Yeah. Now,
bold.
Is it true you were actually a plimsoll?
I was in the plimsolls for about, maybe it was 6 months, and I think it was the very last 6 months of the band, and I was just, Peter Case is the singer-songwriter from the plimsolls, and he was starting to branch out into his folk career, but he still had the band, and he had me in there playing pedal steel, and it was just kind of, you know, it was a very brief period, but I somehow it ended up on the resume because I did do that.
Yeah. Wow.
That's an amazing band.
Oh, yeah, yeah, big time.
Amazing sound, yeah.
Yeah. You weren't ever on a record with them, were you?
No, it was just the last 6 months of the band or so. Just played some gigs with them.
I saw Peter Case play when I was down in Austin, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I never mentioned that to you.
He's great.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. It was a South by Southwest show.
Yeah.
So he played right after Hayes. And it was just, it was so loud in there, I had to squish my way right to the front to try and hear the song, because I knew it was all about the songs, right?
Yeah.
And I guess he had just finished doing a, there was a tribute album done for him that a whole bunch of people, did you produce that?
No, but I played, I did a track on it.
Yeah, because Hayes was telling me about that, I guess, Hayes Carl, right? He was on that compilation, but I'd like to hear that, because I guess he's legendary for great songs.
Well, there was about 57 songs on that album, and they're all great.
Wow.
And I have it at home. You'd think I'd have brought it. I have it. It's at home.
He's a great writer. Peter and I grew up together. I knew him since he was 11 years old.
No kidding.
I can remember him singing Howlin' Wolf songs before his voice had changed. He was really precocious. He was pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've been a fan of his for ages. Now, how did you two actually get together? Was it a meeting at one of these famed Fred Eaglesmith picnics? Or
go ahead.
Yeah, well, I knew Dan Walsh, who's been playing with Rami, through Fred and Fred's picnics. And then Dan kind of contacted me and said, would you listen to some of this music? And he sent me some of it. And I said, yeah, I love that stuff. I'd be happy to do that. So it kind of came about through Dan.
Ah.
Then I crapped myself because Griff Moorwitz called me on the telephone.
Well, it's
totally unnecessary.
Oh, I was wearing a diaper. It was okay.
That's right.
So where are the sessions at this point?
We just wrapped up the last overdubs yesterday, and we're mixing now. So we got another 4 or 5 days to go, and we're going to be done. So.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. It's really going well.
At first we were kind of concerned because Griff was only able to come for 2 weeks. And we were concerned that, because I really wanted him part of the mixing process, obviously. But I thought in 2 weeks, I don't know how you can possibly track everything and mix an entire album in 2 weeks. Especially because we weren't very prepared. I mean, the four players, basically, without Griff, who is now playing on the album, is myself, Dan Walsh, Chris Carmichael, and Scott Nolan. And Scott Nolan's playing bass on the entire album, and actually some guitar and vocals too. But the four of us, we had been playing a lot of music together, but we didn't really know in what kind of format we were going to take it to the album, because we didn't really know which songs we were going to have drums on, so no one was playing the drums and that kind of thing. So I thought we were pretty unprepared. So to walk in the studio with just these songs and not really sure what we were going to do with them, I didn't think the 2 weeks was going to cut it. But it's just been going so well, so painlessly, and everyone's been there the whole time and ready to do anything they need to do. And I think this is exactly how you could ever dream to have an album. Everybody 100% and 150% in and fully excited and positive.
Yeah, everybody's done their job really well.
Yeah, it's really proud of it. Yeah, really proud of everybody.
Yeah, well, this is exciting. When do you figure it'll actually be out?
Really, really soon. What I'm going to do is... as soon as Griff goes, we'll get it to mastering. Well, maybe he can even be here for the mastering process, if we're lucky. But it's going to print right away. I have the artwork and getting last bits getting put together, and it's going to print right away. And then I guess it'll be manufactured and ready for me to Dan and myself are heading off to Calgary Folk Fest at the end of July, and that's when I'm planning to have it in tow. So that's July 26th is my deadline to have at least an emergency batch ready. And so it'll be available for sale online, and then just everywhere I go, and then I'm gonna get it to the festival distribution's gonna get it out there probably through July and August, mostly August, and I'm gonna have a big CD release here in town, so releasing it officially here in October, but yeah, pretty much to answer your question briefly, in a few weeks.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, why don't we spin something from your last record, and then we'll mosey on over into the studio and maybe get you to preview something from the new one.
Yeah, we have Dan here too, so we should get him to work. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Dan, we on the show here the last little while, we had a contest running. We were giving away a couple of passes to Dauphin Country Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And the contest, it was a little on the obnoxious side, I guess. You had to answer the question, what would you yell out at Fred Eaglesmith during a show if you really wanted to annoy him? And one of the answers I got, it came in so close. I had a celebrity panel judge it, and this one only lost by one vote. And I was kind of fond of this one myself. but it was, hey, Fred, I heard your dobro player got stolen by a girl.
Yeah. I think that Fred would really like that one. Yeah. What's the one that won? What actually won?
It was Fire!
Really?
Fred's studio burned
down.
Oh,
I get it. Okay.
A little while
ago.
Took
me a second, yeah.
That once it's explained, everybody likes that one. But
yeah, no, actually, I even knew and I didn't think of it.
Well, here's something from the Living Room Sessions, Volume 1. And next, it'll be live, much like this album, I guess. But different people, new songs. Wow. Twang Trust Kids, CKW 95.9. Here's Rami Mays.
1, 2. When I was 2, Mom stamped for dance, so moving on in Grandma's now. Something that I did quite clear was why she never got out of their home. One day Daddy gave a kiss, said I'm gonna move Minneapolis. Something I don't understand, it's no one time to be a man. Looky here, I'm not the little girl you once knew. It's all grown up and it's too late, so what are you gonna do? When you're there and at the end, well, what are you gonna say? Turn to you and say, I never got you. I never got you anyway. At 14, the girl done that, saw you both and there you cried. Standing there across the way, come on, mama, don't be that way. Somehow I'll get over it.
train on down the track, pull on out of here. If I was a man swinging a ladder, and I'd swing it till it was blue. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back to you. 49 tons of diesel locomotive couldn't drag me back. A locomotive couldn't drag me back to you.
Forty-nine tons from the Fred Eaglesmith tribute album, Eaglesmith. That was Mr. Gerf Morlex, who just so happens to be here in our studios. My goodness. And with him, Ms. Romy Mays. And I believe we're just about ready to go, huh?
Check, check. You can hear me just fine.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
So do you want us just to go for a tune here?
Absolutely. Whatever you'd like to do.
Okay, so yeah, here's a tune off the new album. It's called On the Corner of Grant and Alice. No, one sec. Sorry, I'm going to take these headphones off. That's just too much. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Live radio. Start walking like never before.
before. And I'm out on the highway, I'm hitching a ride. I'm not sure what them boys will do. Either way, at the end of the day, I'm gonna make it on home next to you. Waiting and wondering for you and your loving. I know that something will give. Our love can take it, but it's no way to ask you to live. I'm dreaming behind it, there'll be a time when never again have to part. Until that day's calling, I keep falling and falling.
Yeah, yeah. We should have more people in here. Wow, that sounded very sweet.
Don't you guys have like an applause track you can just put on after something?
We should, boy. We get some echo on that at least.
Just quickly like clap and then quadruple it. And then
yeah, that's all.
Quadruple that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's not near as pronounced a bluegrass sound as the last record.
Yeah, it's really not as much of a bluegrass album at all. Yeah, but there's, I mean, the other album wasn't really a bluegrass album either, just because the instrumentation and the way we recorded it, there were some songs that really, that were bluegrassy that really sounded bluegrass.
Right.
But I mean,
you got that Jones out of your way. And
yeah, well, really ever since, even just then, even since about February, March last year when we did that album, I was already writing songs that were in a different vein right off the bat, you know, just a lot of country stuff-ish in there. But
yeah.
But yeah, with Gerf's help too, some of the songs had a lot. They have a lot more groove now. I think Nolan called it a country soul album, which I kind of liked. So maybe we made a country soul album. I don't know if too many people do that. That's pretty cool.
Sounds good. Yeah. Well, how about another?
Okay. Well, here's one that will appease your need for bluegrassy sounds.
All right.
Here's a song called "Sweet Something Steady." That's actually the title of the album. It's the title track. "Sweet Something Steady." Move the phones. Don't want no fancy diamonds, don't want your mother's pearls. Don't want you to tell me that I'm your only girl. Just want a man, come on by, pick me up and take me for a ride. Why can't you be my sweet something steady on the side? Don't need your folks for dinner, I don't need to impress. Don't need to walk the aisle, I don't need the fancy dress. I don't need to hear you love me while you look deeply in my eyes. Why can't you be my sweet something steady on the side? Please don't tell me your middle name. Don't tell me where you went to school. Don't come running to me in the rain. Gonna wind up somebody's fool. Don't call me in the daytime and ask about my day. Don't be sitting on my doorstep when you know that I'm away. Hear my body calling. You won't be denied. Why can't you be my sweet something steady on the side? Let's go down on the guitar. Tell me that I'm
up and take me for a ride. Why can't you be my sweet summer steady on the side? Well now, why can't you be my sweet summer steady on the side?
That was right after I do a line of coke, apparently. And then I play that song. Sorry, the coke addiction, it's not going so good these days.
Yeah. Sure wasn't sugar.
Oh, yeah. Sugar. Yeah. No, sorry about that. That was a bad thing to say. I don't do cocaine, and just say no, kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a terribly straight show here. Although, I had a bottle, I had half a bottle at least, of Southern Comfort I meant to bring in tonight. And it's sitting on the counter at home.
For me? Just only
Yeah,
me?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I usually treat guests good here.
If you really love me, it would have been Jim Beam, but I'll forgive you.
Oh, okay. is Gerf ready to step up to the mic?
He sure should be. Yeah.
I'll do something here.
I'm going to just adjust here, too. Do you want to stand where I'm standing? It might make it easier.
Microphone there. No, that's...
All right.
This will be good, but I probably need...
Now, I'm thinking the chances of getting Dan Blocker out of you tonight are probably pretty slim, huh?
I don't know about that. I do have a new song that I really would like to play, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me do this, and then we'll think about that Dan Blocker thing here. But this is, I just finished a new record, and it's not coming out till January, which is kind of hurting me to wait that long, but it sort of just has to be that way. But this song I wrote with my friend Troy Campbell, and it's on Troy's new album that's already out, and it's going to be on mine, and this is called Killing Time in Texas. Sister, tell me what Mama has done with the money I left from selling off the gun. Now I got 1 year and 5 days clean, but 1,000 more nights I lost in between. With your mama's eyes and your daddy's disease, brother, don't go making mistakes like me. The Oklahoma Speedway will only make you mean. Get out while you can in your highway machine. Killing time in Texas, playing what I know. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. What I did, I can't recall. I was driving blind, headed for the wall. Now I'll give all I got to pay for my sins. Whatever's left over, just throw it in the wind. Killing time in Texas, paying what I owe. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. heavens full of ghosts, and a world is full of fools who never had a chance except by breaking the rules. Now this door will slide and the sky will open wide, and I'll be back home in Tulsa at a minute past midnight. Killing time in Texas, praying as I go, killing time in Texas. I'm going where the blue north is blue. Killing time in Texas, praying as I go, killing time in Texas. I'm going where the blue north is blue.
Very nice. Gerf Morlick live on the Twang Trust here, CKW 95.9 FM. Very fine.
Oh, thanks, Stu.
And that's on the next record?
Yeah.
Wow, we're looking forward to that one.
Oh, I can't wait for that thing to come out. It's been done since February.
Wow. Does it usually sit around that long?
A lot of times that happens. Yeah. You know, it's marketing and all of the, you know, those corporate decisions. But I understood, actually, basically what it was that I'm going to be really busy up until about middle of November, and I wasn't going to be able to release it before then. So
yeah.
I didn't have time to do any gigs for it. So,
what other projects do you have on the go after Rami?
Well, I just finished a new Ray Wiley Hubbard record called Snake Farm that's out, I believe, June 27th, any day now. And that's a great record. And then I'm getting ready to make another Mary Gaucher record here pretty soon.
Well, that's good news.
So, yeah, I'm really lucky to know all these great artists and just have them come knock on my door once in a while, you know?
Wow. So has there been any high-profile folks that you've said no to just because you couldn't bear the chance of or the thought of hanging out with them for a few weeks? This is college radio. Nobody listens. You can name names.
Well, there have been some. I turned down a lot more stuff than I take, but I guess the biggest one that I ever turned down, and I don't know if I should really talk about it, but it... But hey, if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, let's hear it. No, they asked me one time to produce a Dave Matthews record.
Ooh.
And I just didn't get it. I mean, this was right when he got signed to RCA. This was like, you know, 12, 15 years ago or something. And they had it messengered over to my house, and I listened to it, and I called him back. I said, no, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's hallelujah relate. On that one.
Yeah.
There's a guy that, I mean, boy, he sure seems like a nice fella.
He's a really nice guy. I don't know. I just couldn't relate to it. I mean, it just wasn't my kind of music. It didn't have anything to do with it being bad or anything. It just wasn't what I liked, so I turned it down. So.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Well, can we get another one out of you live? Boy, of all the shows I've ever done that should have been like 6 hours long, tonight was the night. But we've only got, 8 minutes left in the show. But I figure we can get another one, hopefully out of the both of yous.
Sure. Well, do you want me to do one here?
Sure.
I'll do another one off the new record here. I'll tell you what, let me do this one. Rami likes this song. This is called I Need You Now. I can hear wild dogs howl. They've been steady on the prowl. Now the circle is moving in. That you hear, I can't win. The night is heavy with the smell of fear. It's hanging thick in the atmosphere. I'm lying helpless on the ground. Wishing you were still around. I need you now. I need you now. I'm calling loud. I need you now. I got nothing left to burn. Thought by now I might have learned to keep it going through the night. If you want to see the morning light, I need you now. I need you now. I'm calling loud. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Gonna make it no how. I need you now. It's way too dark, it's way too cold. Fighting sleep, but it's taking hold. In a flash, I'm not alone. Fangs biting into bone. I need you now. I need you now. Calling loud, I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Gonna make it no how. I need you now. Yeah, I ain't proud. I need you now.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Gerf Morlix. Thanks so much. Now, Gerf, are you part of Romy's band this Friday at Times Change High and Lonesome Club?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what capacity it's going to be. I don't think we've thought about that yet, but we're gonna be down there doing something.
Yes, that is the big show this Friday night at Times Change. Romy Mays, it's the big recording blowout session thing.
Yeah, well, there's a because of the fact that I'm not releasing the album locally till October because of the summer schedule. John Scholes sort of threw that at us as a great opportunity to get out of the studio and do some picking and have a good time. And so there'll be, I know a couple of the Derangers are coming out. Scott Nolan's obviously in the band, so we'll get him doing tunes. And Gerf will do tunes. We'll do tunes. We'll probably all end up on stage together. It should be pretty fun. And I'm pretty sure that Gerf's not going to be hanging out in Winnipeg, you know, every spring from now on. So, you know, summer from now on. So I think that people should take advantage of that. And I think it'll be packed anyway.
So. Oh, I think so. Yeah. I don't know. We should be talking about it because I want a couple of tables there left. Boy, I'll be there early.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, can we get one more out of the whole whack of you?
Well, we only brought two instruments, but Gerf can just play his leg.
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, he can wail away. Something he can wail away on.
Someone tell me. Tell me. Oh, something slow, I feel like. Where'd that cable go?
Right here.
Having a brain moment. Someone help me.
Bible.
Do you want to hear something from the new album or something old?
Oh, well, how about something not on either? How about what's your favorite cover tune to throw around?
Favorite cover tune? Oh, a Willie P. Bennett song. Yeah, that's
that
a good
would
idea.
Be a good treat.
Good idea, Stu. Way to pull out the answer to the questions that I don't seem to have. This one's really easy. So yeah, this is a song I love by Willie P.
Haunt you. She'd do it with a smile.
ditty for you.
Oh, that was a ditty and a half. Very nice.
Yeah, well, Willie P's the king, don't you know?
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for coming in.
You coming out on Friday, Steve?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right on.
This was a huge treat for me.
Yeah, right.
So I really seriously appreciate that.
Oh, you mean Gerf being in town.
Hey, the whole lot of you, all three.
It's a treat for me, too.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in, and thanks to Al for letting us run a little bit late here. Wrongly Wired is up next, folks. And next week we'll be back here on the Twang Trust. We got that pair of Wilco tickets we're going to be giving away next week. And we'll see you Friday night at Times
right
Change.
On. Thanks, Stu.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stu.
All right. Show.